It's time for Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday, where we will discuss spiritual, mental, and physical health issues. It's Breaking Chain with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Healthy Monday with yours truly, Dr. Ruby McMillian, your professor of biblical health, founder of the Kingdom Prescription, author of the book, Diabetes Will Stop With Me, Using the Kingdom Prescription. We'd like to invite you, first of all, to visit us on Facebook, like our page, and share our page. Go to Dr. Ruby McMillian. And in honor of this day, Memorial Day, May the 27th, 2019, we want to honor all of our service persons. We want to thank them for their service. We want to, right here, take a moment of silence and to pray for those who still remain here that at this very day have been reminded, although of the service that their loved ones gave, but the place that is missing in their heart. Let's take a moment of silence. Thank you for this time for the commemoration of Memorial Day. Tonight, I want us to look into an area of strongholds. Yes, strongholds. On last week, we opened this series with talking about the spirit of gluttony. This week, it is my desire and my absolute intent is to let you know that you can have the life, the health, the wealth, and the fullness of God in operation in your life by making some lifestyle changes, by telling the truth to yourself, acknowledging those things that you know that, according to Max Lucado, I like the way he says it. He says that it is that one thing, that one prevailing thing that stalks our lives. Another preacher said it like this, that it is a pattern that has been put into our minds or drilled into our minds or burned into our minds and our conscience that causes us to think or perceive that there is only one way to do a thing. And, of course, we're talking about tonight breaking the chains, breaking the stronghold of gluttony, breaking the stronghold by fasting and prayer. I want to give you seven insights. And the very first one is found in Mark 9:29. When Jesus told his disciples, said, listen, these only can come out by fasting and prayer. I want to give you some insights on how fasting makes us healthy. It also gives us a wealth of our spiritual strength, and it also helps us to stay strong for the future things that God has for us in our ministry. The second one is when we fast, we then are saying, Father God, I have already acknowledged that the thing that has come and that has been prevailing, the thing that has caused me to be out of control. And we're talking about gluttony. We're talking about the one thing that the enemy is using, especially in the body of Christ, to take us out What is his job? His job is to make sure that we never reach our destiny, that we do not ever get to the place where our lives is going to be transformed by the revelations that we receive, that we will never be able to speak to the people that God has designed for our lives to teach for us to cross their path. I want you to seriously understand that the enemy is not playing with us. He's not playing with us. He wants us dead. He wants to steal everything. He wants to sift us as wheat. And his whole plan is to take us out. But he doesn't ever play fair. His plans are subtle, but they are effective over the long haul. Let's look at a few things in fasting that makes us depend on God's word. Fasting makes you depend on God's word. It helps mortify the flesh. It teaches us discipline. First of all, Jesus said it, they only come out by what? Fasting and prayer. Number two, fasting has us to depend on the word of God. You cannot fast and break down strongholds without the word, because the word of God is what where our power comes from. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says this, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Here is the key: casting down imagination and every high thing. Let's back up and park. Casting down imagination. When we fast, we use the weaponry of the word of God to help to mortify our flesh, to kill it out, to bring it under subjection. So when we cast down imagination during our fast, that means that we've turned off the television. Listen, these keys that I'm giving you on tonight has taken me more than 40 years to come into the full knowledge of this truth, practice it in my own life, and now I am reaping the benefit of what the Kingdom Prescription lifestyle is all about for the believer. So when you use the word and you set aside time, now I need to tell you beforehand that when you make up your mind, when you make a choice that you are going to fast and that you are going to allow God to work these things out, you're going to allow God to through the word, to destroy these strongholds, please be aware that the enemy is going to rev up his game. He's going to try to come to you in every way that he can imagine, especially to the areas that pushes your button. And he likes to push your button in the areas that continue to bring you to a place where you just, it keeps prevailing, it keeps stalking you. So if those places in your life tonight that you recognize are conflicts with each other, listen, where you have discord, where you have fits of rage, where you are envying people, and we already know that the spirit of gluttony is there. This is what we are talking about tonight, because we are going to destroy the spirit of gluttony. We are going to implement through the power of the word of God how we are going to experience a brand new life. We're going to be transformed by the revelational knowledge that we're going to get from God's word, because he promises us that he's going to give us life and we're going to have it more abundantly. We no longer have to walk in fear, because what does the word say? The word says that I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Now, we realize that a spirit of gluttony, fits of rage, hatred, all of these things have come right here. Listen, it's because of everything that we have ingested into our body, the impurities that's in the air. We live in a day and time right now where there's more discard, there's more pesticides, is where I'm going. There's more pesticides, there is just more poison in our air, in our food. That's why we must pray over them. But I want you to understand that because of how we have treated our temple, our body, how we have treated it over the years, there has been a buildup in our system, in our natural system. And when our natural systems in our body, when our mind, which is our destiny operation center, when our minds are clogged, when our bodies are riveted with diseases and pain, it then inhibits us from having a synchronized, syncopated transmission from God. We are then in too much of the stuff that has clouded it. So I want you to know that is the reason why we must fast and we must pray and we must use the word. I want to encourage you tonight to look into the Daniel fast, the Daniel 21-day fast found in Daniel 10, Daniel 9, and Daniel 1, where Daniel was given favor when they were put in prison and they were brought before the king. And he asked the guard, the eunuch, to ask them if they could just, listen to this, if they could just have water and vegetables and pulse, in other words, for the next 10 days and then come back and allow them to look and to see which one was the healthiest. When they did that, they found that Daniel and all of the people that were with him were healthier than the ones that ate all the rich food from the king's table. So the Daniel fast is the one I want to recommend. Please, not only myself, my other mentor that I study with, Dr. Bill Williams, Dr. Axe, the doctor that's on television. The Daniel fast is one of the most used fasts, even by our athletes. So when you get off the meat, when you do this fast for 21 days, and whether you're going to do a partial fast, and that partial fast is you are going to have one meal a day, and that's going to be the vegetables, that's going to be lemon water, that's going to take out all the bread, the flour, the sugar. It's going to take that away, and you're going to add fresh fruits and vegetables. That is going to be your staple for 21 days. When you do that, you're going to detox. You're going to detox your liver. You're going to help your digestive system. You're going to clear out a lot of that visceral fat. You're going to push out clogs in your arteries. You're going to lower your blood pressure. You're going to lose weight. You're going to then speak the word over your life, and you're going to become a different being. You're going to become empowered with the ability, with the thick ability, to use the weaponry of the word. Because, it says in 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5, it says, for the weapon, listen, of our warfare are not carnal. So we're not fighting natural people. We are fighting the spirit that has overtaken us because of the lack of fasting and prayer. It says, but What is our weapon? Our weapon is going to be mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we're talking about pulling down gluttony. We're talking about pulling down that uninsatiable urge that for the things, for sugar, because we're going to be killing out sugar. We're going to be killing out fat. We're going to be casting down the imagination of all the things that come to our mind, of the stuff that we want to eat. We see it even before we get up, that our whole life is that we live to eat and not eat to live. We're going to reverse it. We want to reverse the curse. We're not going to eat to live. I mean, we're not going to live to eat, but we're going to eat to live. We're going to make sure that what we put in our temple is going to be able to generate us a substance of total meal of our protein, of our carbohydrates, and of healthy fats. And we're going to keep ourselves hydrated. We're going to oxygenate ourselves by deep breathing. So when we look at that, we're casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. When anything gets in the way, when anything takes the place of your time with God, with reading his word, with taking time to meditate and write out your request, write out your prayer request, make your request known unto God. Yes, we want to look at how the Bible identifies a few strongholds, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. It says, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh." You need to put a pin right there. Let's part. "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit." The flesh does not want to stop eating. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to jump up and have a fit, just like your children do. But you're going to have to put it under subjection and bring it under subjection with the word. That's the only thing that's going to bring it under subjection. You're going to start out with your lemon water or your water with orange or pineapple juice in it. And you're going to do that for a few hours, the beginning of the day. And then you're going to have your one meal. And then you're going to go back and you're going to hydrate yourself. So you're going to have to bring your flesh under subjection. You're going to have to do what the word says. You're going to have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You need to just get ready to stretch out. You need to prepare yourself for this warfare in the spirit, not in the flesh. You're going to make sure you're going to get to the place where you're going to be understand that there will be a conflict. Mm-hmm. Because everything in the world is going to come up to show you why it is that you need to have these things to eat. Yes, it's a withdrawal period. It is a withdrawal period. So you need to make sure that you're armed. You need to arm yourself with fresh vegetables. And if you can't have fresh, you can't have canned. You can't have frozen. If you have canned, you need to rinse it off. But you need to make sure that you're prepared with good fruits. Yes, and if you can't buy the fresh fruit, get the ones that's packed in its own juice or get the one that's in light syrup and then rinse it off and place it in the refrigerator and cut it up so it'll have a nice presentation, and that will be your sugar for 21 days. And when you first start, do it so you can be successful in breaking this stronghold. Fast for one day. Fast for 3 days. Then fast for 5 days. And continue until you can get up to the 21-day Daniel fast. I recognize that for some of us who've never fasted to break strongholds will not know how to do it from the beginning. But that's what I want to share with you tonight. I want to let you know that you have it in you to do it. God has given you the power, the same power that it says in Romans 8:11 that raised Jesus from the dead. It dwells in you. So you can do all things through Christ. The key is, number one, make it up in your mind. You decide what it is that I want no longer to have control over my temple. Oh, and I know you can do it, because I know that when I was called into ministry and I was smoking Salem Light 100, I had a stronghold on me. I had a stronghold with Salem Light 100 and M&M candy bar. Yes. So I know that when the time came and the Lord called me, I had to go to God. I said, okay, you have called me to do this work. But how can I stand and tell people about how wonderful you are and how you deliver, and I've not been set free? And I told him, I said, I really love my Salem Life. I love my candy bar. I said, but I want you to take that place. I want to let you know that when God put me on that three-day fast, he flipped the script. He made me sick of cigarette smoking because he delivered me in that three-day fast. He made me sick with the Almond Joy. He made me sick after I ate them afterwards, but even smelling cigarette smoke after a week, it almost made me upchuck. So I know God can do anything if you want it. He will help you. He gave me the word, and my word of deliverance, I mean, that transformed my life, was Psalms 23:1. When I came off the fast, the word that the Lord gave me was Psalms 21, which said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I tell you that when I read that word, it came alive. I know it's a very simple scripture, but it was that when I cried out to God, because that's what you do in fasting, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. When you cry out to God with your whole heart, he promised to let us find him. And it doesn't matter what it is that you are crying out to him about. He is able. He is the only one that is able to do that exceedingly. He is the only one that's able to present you faultless before the Lord and with his glory. He is the only one that's able to help you do that. Because anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that wants to come and separate you from God, and that wants to make you high, yay, my stuff. This is the one, because when we get to a place, this is how you identify a stronghold. A stronghold will have you in secret. A stronghold will have you to pull away. A stronghold will keep you separated from the things of God. A stronghold will cause you to find fault with everything else that other people do, because they will not allow you then to be free for you to acknowledge that thing. They want you to keep it in secret. See, once you open your mouth and you acknowledge, that's what 1 John 1:9, it says that if you come to God and you confess your fault, the word says that he is faithful and he is just to forgive you, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is how the stronghold is going to be broken. But first of all, remember, what do you have to do? Acknowledge it. Okay, number two, desire that you no longer want it. Number three, cry out to God that he might help you and give you scriptures. And then you want to sit down and plan a strategy. That's right. You want a strategy. And your strategy then is to get your word. Arm yourself to become dangerous to the enemy. Get your word. Get the scriptures. Write them out. Line them up prior to going into your fast. Look, go in the concordance. Look up the Daniel's fast. Understand it, script it out, then go in the concordance and look up scriptures and fasting. And when you do that, you are able to get into the areas that you can determine whether you're going to do a complete fast. And I don't recommend that beginning, because that's abstinence. That means that's no water, no anything. You may not be ready for that. The second one is a partial fast. And that is liquids, and that is one meal a day. And then the third fast is when you are fasting away, listen, fasting away from television, your phone, gossip, you're fasting away from all of those things. So the Holy Spirit will have an opportunity to have a conversation with you and will not be in competition with Facebook, will not be in competition with Twitter, will not be in competition with the social media, period. So he is calling you. He said that if my people that are called by my name, what? Will humble themselves. All right, seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal your land. Healing your land is healing your soul because these are soul ties. These are strongholds that come to strangle us out of the life that God has set before us. Let's look at Galatians 5:17 through 21. And as you're listening to this broadcast of fasting yields fitness, I want you to, as I'm reading, when you come to any part that resonates with you, because it's just you and God, I don't judge anyone. When you hear something that in the scripture that identifies you, I want you to put a star by it. And then later in your study time, I want you to go into, get the word, go into the concordance, and I want you to look up these particular areas so you can put the word on it, so you can kill it with the word. You will not be able to kill it alone. It has to be with the word. Now, Galatians 5:17 and 21 says this. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. All right? But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious. They are sexual immorality. It is impurity and debauchery. It is idolatry. It is witchcraft. It is hatred. It is discord. It is jealousy. It is fits of rage. It is selfish ambition. It is dissension. It is faction. It is envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the likes of gluttony. The likes of gluttony. So the question is there a difference here between the flesh and the spirit? I believe it was totally identified because verse 18 says, but if you are led by the spirit, you are no longer under the law. And then it gives us the acts of flesh. Now, I want to read to you Galatians 5:22, I believe, through 25, I believe. 22, Galatians 5:20. Galatians 5, verse 22 says this. Says the act, says, but the fruit. Let's talk about this because this is where we're going in the fasting that's going to equal fitness. This is how we're going to be fit in our physical body. We're going to be fit in our soul. We're going to be fit in our spirit. And we're going to kick all strongholds out by the word of God and by the power of truth. It says, but the fruit of the spirit is what? It's first love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Put a pin in that one. And it says, against such things there is no law. Verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified, listen, the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Verse 25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. And I have to put verse 26 in here. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. this is imperative in this text, because what the word is saying is we understand what the fruit of the Spirit are, the components in the fruit of the Spirit. And now, because I have come through and I have, because of my practice of fasting, because of my practice of what I have in my life, because of the practice of the kingdom prescription, and because of the practice of my lifestyle changes in the foods and everything that I do in my life, and how I carry my body, and how I oxygenate it, and how I hydrate it, I have come through this area. And that's why I'm on this podcast this moment talking about breaking down strongholds with fasting that equals fitness, because I've already come through. But I am not a judge. I am not one that's going to come through and that I'm going to become conceited and I'm going to provoke other people and cause them to envy. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to talk to you about the absolute truth of the Word of God, that you can be set free, that you can walk in Galatians 5:1, that says, stand therefore in the liberty where Christ has set you free, and be no longer entangled in the yoke of bondage. And when you look at Romans 12:1, Romans says that I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, what? That we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, what? Which is our reasonable service. There we are right there. When we honor our body and we no longer have them to be conformed to what the world is doing, how they're living, how they're eating, these things are vital. We have a directive. So what has to happen in here now is we have to develop the fruit of the Spirit. And the one that we are in pursuit of right now is fasting to bring about self-control, fasting to bring about gentleness, fasting to bring about kindness, fasting to bring about the peace of God in our lives. Fasting is also to bring the joy of the Lord back in our lives. Did you know that? Because when you come from under all of these things that the enemy is trying to suppress our lives with, then the joy of the Lord is going to come back in the fullness. You're going to feel strengthened. Yes, you're going to feel strengthened. You're going to have a peace. Yes, when you are delivered from a thing, you feel lighter. You're able to go to God. You're able to get into a spirit of gratitude in your attitude about speaking to him about how great he is. All right? The Bible gives us a way to stand firm in the battle by being clothed in the full armor of God. And that's in Ephesians 6:10-18. This is war. This is about saving your very life. Fasting is going to transform. Fasting is going to strengthen us in humility. And how does it do that? It tenderizes our heart that we can pray and cry out to God. Oh, when you starve the flesh, the spirit man flourishes. Peter had it, Paul had it right. He said, my flesh dies daily. He said it just dies daily, but my spirit man is enlarged. My spirit man is strengthened. So I want you to understand that fasting is going to provide stability. It's going to empower you in ministry. It's going to give you victory over the enemy. It's going to give you the victory over smoking. It's going to give you victory over drug addiction. It's going to give you victory over being quick-tempered. It's going to give you victory over various cravings. Yes? And you're going to have to believe that God is able to do exactly what he said he's going to do. I don't have a timeline to tell you, to say that I guarantee you that it's going to be in 3 days, 20 days, 15 days. I can guarantee you that when you do practice intermittent fasting, and the intermittent fasting is when you are not able to do the 21 days altogether, then fast one day. And that's a partial fast. That means that you eat one meal a day. And you can do intermittent fasting and do that one meal a day for 3 to 5 to 7 days. You can do intermittent fasting by fasting 3 days, intermittent fasting, doing the Daniel's fast with water, vegetables, and fruit, and then do it for 3 days and then go back to your regular lifestyle for 2 days and rest. Go back on it for 3 days. Do it intermittently until you're able to build up and be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. But remember, what are you doing? You're going to get Galatians 5, 22 through 26, and then you're going to put on the whole armor of God from Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And remember, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, that's telling you who you are. Why am I doing this? Why do I need to fast? Why do I need to be fit? Because when you are, let me make it plain. When you are enlisted in any armed force, there is a boot camp. There is a training to get you fit for whatever your assignment is. And with you naturally knowing that there is a place that you need to get physically fit, mentally fit, be able to be disciplined, be able to follow orders from your commander, who is greater than God? Who is greater than God that you would not obey him? There is no man on earth that's greater than the infinite wisdom of God. So he's given us a strategy. He's giving us a health and fitness plan for man. He's saying to you that when you fast, you're going to mortify the flesh. There you are. You're going to kill it out. Not modify, M-O-R, kill. Mortify, kill. You're going to kill out the desires. You're going to kill out the sugar. You're going to kill out the old habits. Yeah. And as you do this, I want you to pay attention in your deliverance. I want to encourage you tonight to do a journal. When you start your fasting and when you start crying out to God to make this transition, to put the devil under your feet, to come out in victory through Christ Jesus using the word of God, which is using the kingdom prescription. The kingdom prescription really is the word of God. It's the 66 books. Wherever you find the word that resonates, that becomes a rhema word, it means a quickened word. It means a word that's going to handle exactly what it is that you're going through. It's going to give you revelation. It's going to give you strength. It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you direction. It's going to be the new stronghold, which is the word of God. It's going to be your strong tower where you're going to run into it and you're going to be safe and you're going to be able to hold on to the victory of deliverance. So we understand that fasting is going to empower you for later, because as you go through this pain and this adjustment, you'll be able to share with others as I'm sharing with you on tonight. Fasting will change your life. Forever. It has to be a practice. When you are studying about fasting in the Word of God, you're going to find out that fasting was designed for the believer. Because you're going to find out, first of all, that the Bible says in Mark 9:29 that this type only come out by fasting and prayer. So can I say something to you tonight? I want to share with you that the first thing I want you to know is your component. Your opponent, not component, your opponent. I want you to know who you're fighting against. Remember, you're not fighting against your boss. You're not fighting against your coworker. You're not fighting against your husband. You're not fighting against your wife. You're not fighting against your children. When they come during this time, you're going to recognize that you are fighting against a spirit that's come upon them, so you can become vexed. So all of those things that has been holding you down is going to vex you, so it will give you an excuse to not to stand your post. I want to encourage you not to stand your post, regardless of what it is that the enemy brings. Stand your post. Stay focused on what it is that God has called you to do. And remember that you are the only one that's well able to do what he's called you. He called you, and sometimes for some of us, we have a recall, because sometimes when we are called the first time and we do not bring ourselves under the subjection, we do not humble ourselves, we do not seek the face of God on a regular basis, and that we do not have prayer time, we've not been scheduling a journal writing, we have not scheduled the time to have regular Bible study, we realize that since God is so gracious and the Holy Ghost is such a gentleman, that we then ourselves become lackadaisical. Can I just help somebody? We become lackadaisical and we do not do the things that God has called us to do. When we come to Christ and we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the privileges, but we also have a responsibility. If you want to get out of the first grade, get out of kindergarten, if you want to mature in the Word of God, you're going to have to fast and pray. And what I'm saying to you tonight, that's going to bring about your fitness. Being fit physically is an enormous benefit to fasting for your physical body. You're going to lose weight naturally. You are going to have a better disposition. You're going to have a better attitude. Your mood is going to improve. You're going to develop how to have peace. You're going to develop how to have that self-control. You're going to develop how to be gentle, how to be kind. Where you might have been nasty as a junkyard dog, I just want to make that impact. Well, you know that your attitude sucks. Fasting and prayer will change that. Yes, I grabbed that right there because I know it did it for me. So secondly, I want you to think and speak. Your words and thoughts are containers of power. As you're going through this fast that is going to equal your fitness, they can carry in the power from the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. Your thoughts and your words, either you're going to speak life or you're going to speak death. You can choose, because this is one of your most powerful weapons against pulling down strongholds, because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And also as a person thinketh, so is he. So you're going to have to decide during this matter. Am I going to remain under this stronghold? And I know that it's killing my temple. I know that my blood pressure is high. I know that my body is just rippled with type 2 diabetes. I know that I'm almost at the place where I'm going to be on dialysis. My God. I know that I'm more than 50 pounds overweight, and I cannot take control. So I'm here tonight to cry out with you in agreement that, Father God, as they listen to this word, so they can become spiritually strong. God, they can become physically strong. God, and you can deliver their soul from strongholds, God, that are strangling them, God, that will cause them, God, not to see the fullness of the life of things to come that you promised us. Father God, I decree and declare that your thoughts, Lord God, will become their thoughts. God, your desires will become their desires. Father God, as they pray, I agree in the name of Jesus that the spirit of gluttony, the spirit of overeating, the spirit of cursing, the spirit of defeat has been broken and destroyed over your children's lives. God, that they will come to you, humble themselves, seek your faith. God, read your word. God, believe and receive that what they've asked for, God, according to your word, God, that they have already received it. So I thank you, Father, tonight that there will be no weapon that will form against them ever again will prosper, Lord God, that they will have victory over strongholds in their lives. In the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, I believe it is so. I want you to pray continually, and seek God's face. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you, to direct your prayers. I want to remind you that when you're doing fasting and prayer that's going to equal this fitness, I want you to remember to pray in your heavenly language. When you ask the Holy Spirit to direct your prayers, pray in the Spirit and be quiet for a while. And then once he brings some things and downloads your mind with healthy thoughts, with fruitful thoughts, with revelational knowledge, when he drops scriptures in your spirit, have your journal there, write them down, and then study those scriptures. This is the time when you get into the place where the kingdom prescription becomes powerful, because these are the words that you're going to write down. You're going to write decrees. And then you're going to speak them into the atmosphere to establish the authority of God's word spoken in your life over that negative influence to break those strongholds. This is powerful tonight. Fasting and prayer equals fitness. Fitness in your spirit. Fitness in your mind. Fitness in your body. And also the fitness that God wants to bring in our bodies to make us healthy. And when you come through this, you're going to learn that the Daniel fast is Genesis 1:29. You're going to find that out. You're going to find out that God already had a biblical health plan for man, that God already had a system in place. God already had a strategy, but we just came away from it. So when you implement the kingdom prescription, which is the word of God, listen, which is the word of God spoken over your life pertaining to any situation, any stronghold, any difficulties, any challenge that's spoken over your life in any circumstances and in your life, and then he's saying to you, son or daughter, I want you to know that my word, the kingdom prescription, is going to take action and it's going to identify your enemy. He's going to wrap the stronghold in what the word says about you. If the stronghold is gluttony, you're going to say that I will live and not die. That my body is the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells. You're going to tell the spirit of gluttony that I am God's workmanship, created through Christ Jesus to do good works. Woo! You're going to let the enemy know that you know the word, and you're going to put it on it. So I tell you that we are the opposite of what Satan is trying to plant in our mind, in our soul, and in our spirit. Tonight, has been one of the most extraordinary times that we've had on Healthy Mondays, because Healthy Mondays is to make sure that we are strong spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. We want to make sure that on tonight, Breaking Strongholds, we're talking about gluttony, because this is my area. This is my passion. For you to be healthy, for you to be wealthy, and for you to be full of godly wisdom and know how to use the word and no longer be bound by the things that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy from you. Take up your weaponry tonight. Take back your life. Get up. Design your fast. Design your time. Write out your strategy. Get your scriptures. Design the time that you're going to get away. Even if that time is only starting out to be 1 or 2 hours every other day, set it up. Because as soon as you decide, I'm here to tell you that the enemy is going to come out, and he's going to come out in full force. So prepare yourself to go to war, because you have the victory already. But yes, there is a work that you're going to have to do. And I know that God is well able to help you come through it. So now that we have looked at all of the areas, I want you to come to know that you are to claim what's yours. That's right. Claim what's yours. How are you going to do that? You're going to read the book of Ephesians. This book shares the inheritance that God prepared for you and the rich blessings he intended for your life. It's like a gift that has your name on it. But if you haven't even opened it yet, these gifts, these spiritual gifts still will lie untouched by you. I want to encourage you that while you're on your fast, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Read the book of Ephesians. The gifts in the spiritual realm is what we're going to need to remain delivered. Spiritual warfare and strongholds are designed to keep you from accessing your heavenly rights and to keep you spiritually bound. We're not having it. We're going to catch up. And we're going to hold on by faith because we believe. Allow your faith to be demonstrated in your actions. This is where the work is going to start. It's the action. You can only be impacted by the importation of the revelation with the actions that will bring about the transformation that God has planned for you in this fast. The enemy is scared of folks that pray. The enemy is afraid of people that fast. The enemy is afraid of those who take out time with God, because he knows that once you do get the truth, really come into the knowledge of the truth, he knows then that you're going to cut him out. He knows that you're going to know how to come into life every single day with your weaponry. You're going to know how to use the word. You're going to know how to be dressed up in your armor, and you are not going to be afraid. You're going to be able to speak to the enemy about anything that he brings to your way, because you will have learned how to become quiet, how to become tempered, how to become self-controlled, to just have a reaction when something happens. You'll be able to give a response, but you will learn how to be quiet and understand that God is in total control. So tonight, it's been a pleasure talking and sharing with you to give you some strategies of how to use your weaponry, to how to know that God is through Christ is ready to give you every single thing that you need. So I want to invite you to invite your friends every Monday night, Healthy Monday Nights with Dr. Ruby. I want to encourage you also to go to our website, which is kingdomprescription.com. Visit our website. I want you to visit me on Facebook with Dr. Ruby McMillian. Also, I'd like for you, if you are looking to make some lifestyle changes and you just need help, you need a biblical health coach, I am available. Contact me at 251-605-6464. That's 251-605-6464. Our offices are located at 2466 Commercial Park Drive, Suite E, in the great city of Mobile, Alabama, 36606. And when you visit our website, be sure to look around. There are classes that we offer. There is material. There's classes that we can send for you to do it online. There's our T-shirts. There is our books. We have a myriad of weaponry and tools to help you be successful and having the best life now. And what life is that? The life of the kingdom prescription that will help you come through every single area of your life with victory. On next week, from 7 to 8 o'clock, be sure to tell your friends to call in on 858-357-9137. That's 858-357-9137. And to call in if you have questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you if I can. I'm always very truthful. I'm always letting you know that if I do not have the answer to that particular question at that particular time, I'll be more than happy to do the research to help you with it. Being a biblical health professor with a degree, a doctorate degree in theology, is not the same as a medical physician. But my tools are ready to help you in what God said that you are in your health, in your nutrition, in the way that you breathe, in the way that your blood circulates in your body. Oh, yes, we get into the breath, the blood, the movement, the nutrients, and the superfoods and things that your body will thrive on. So every Monday night at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Healthy Mondays is right here. We would love to hear from you. When you have listened to this broadcast, please leave us a comment or go to Facebook and go to Dr. Ruby McMillian and leave us a comment. You can also email me. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at thekingdomprescription@gmail.com. That is thekingdomprescription@gmail.com. Again, you can reach me personally at 251-605-6464. And for more information, for more wonderful insight on the various things regarding the kingdom prescription, join us on next Monday night at 7 p.m. Thank you for taking out your time to join us on this momentous Memorial Day celebration. And we're, again, thanking all of those who served and who gave their all for us to live a quiet and peaceable life here on earth. So with that being said, I ask you to pray for us as we pray for you, that God will do that exceedingly, that abundant above anything that we can ever ask or think, because we know that he has our lives in his hands. So tonight, again, our subject was fasting equals fitness. Last week we talked about breaking strongholds. That's what we're doing. We're breaking chains, strongholds. I want to leave you with this. As a man, a woman thinketh in her, in his or her heart, Proverbs 23:7, so is he or she. Believe that you have broken the chains of strongholds in your life in every area, and that you're walking in victory, according to Galatians 5:1, where Christ has set you free. And you will think on Philippians 4:8, and to know that the things that are true, the things that are noble, the things that are right, and the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, and things that are admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, I tell you to think on those things. Until next week, keep your mind clear. Speak only those things that are uplifting. Do not allow anyone to come in and take the place that will bring about a negative change. Until next week, may you be blessed real good in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus the Christ. That is my prayer and my belief for you to do so. Until next week at 7 p.m., this is Dr. Ruby Moore Macmillan, your biblical health professor, sounding off on this wonderful Memorial night. God bless you real, real good.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.